Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about a new method of, I suppose, constructing ideas, writing research papers, etc. So what's happened is that I've been sort of cut adrift, sort of a bit like in 2001, the person in the space pod who's, you know, Hal has disliked and put out. I've been cut adrift. There's a scene where he's just slowly getting rid of the crew members. Hal's getting rid of the crew members, and one gets in a pod or something like that. No, one gets a spacewalk and gets knocked off by a pod or something like that. It's been a bit like that with me in terms of academic support, friend support for ideas. And if I can just do another film that's someone I actually know. Oops, just see if I can cross here. And I'm actually driving, as you would know, as people listen to me know that I do podcasts while driving. And I've got a directional microphone, a low pass cutoff. That's about as best as I can do for the moment. I'll sort of speak to people in the industry about how you actually do proper professional things. But our first one is the image of of someone being cast off. I had another image in my head of where you're cast adrift. And the second image I have is of Conan the Barbarian. So the original Conan the Barbarian, they have the origin story of Conan, and what happens is that it's a story which results in one Conan and a lot of other little kids dead, and Iron Age, I suppose it is iron because they've got swords and stuff like that. Iron Age person. Oh, here we go, Mr. Lights here. Iron Age village gets raided. They get all the children from the villagers and they get them around this huge mill. And it starts off with, you know, 60 little toddlers pushing this thing. And then it goes down to 20 preschool people and then, six people in the 11th, and then finally there's just one Conan the Barbarian. So all this you can sort of look at the adverse conditions as something which knocks off potential, but also if anything does survive, it has to be special. So what has happened? I've got this basic element, say about 50% of the brain engine is working well. The other 50% is forget it. So with that 50% which does work well, I can actually produce miniature idealets, little sequences of ideas or projects. And of course, that means that with that, whereas most people go out and do a project one end to end, I can only do sort of half projects over and over again. It's sort of like podcasting. The three years practice podcasting, and I'm not putting effort into it. It's still the investment of time there. Now, so similarly, I've been writing research papers and writing things, and they've just been special, but then they've flunked. So, really simple, like children's stories on quantum mechanics or, baby's book on my first elements. They're good, but people go, no, that's not good enough. And then what's happened is that I've begun writing research papers. Now, of course, when you write a research paper, you might get a intelligent person read it once and feedback, but they're not in the game of giving you the continuous feedback that you need to actually push forward. And the actual thing is that you have ideas and levels which I previously believed that when I came up with the idea, people would edit that. I followed the edit, and that particular branch of expression is just pruned off. And what's actual fact happened is that I've slowly, gradually developed a methodology of writing. Now, the first level is to get some feedback, and actually get some rules in, some rule-based rule things. And so I've listened to there's a paper, and in order to understand the paper, I converted it into speech. Then I listened to that over and over again to get the basic construct of an ideal crank the handle essay. You know, so you put the ideas in one end, apply these rules, and an essay pops out the other that everyone can accept. It's sort of like a telecommunication device where it picks up signals and it shapes it and it just gets it ready for communication. It has certain basic rules, and in essence, it's not dissimilar to the internet. An essay is where you have information packets with a header, an IP address, and it gets reconstructed at the other end with construction ideas. So there's sort of like a operating system at the other end that you operate at, and that operating system at the other end sends an error signal back, so it just really shapes what you can actually produce. Now, of course, I've obviously begun to transcend this a bit with a sort of a closed system, a non-internet system, a PC-based system, where I write up the general structure, and then it goes through this sort of iterative process of being read back to me over and over again, sometimes several hundred times, before I actually get the words and the actual structure correct. And it means, of course, that I can actually start to get a generalized idea. That would be a good way to go. Now, let's just have a look at what's happening here. That would be a good way to go. So I'm just having a quick look here. I'm at this local shopping centre, and it's pandemonium. I think I don't want to avoid this, so I'm going to have to stop soon. So we'll have to hold that thought. So what's changed is that normally you write a draft, you send it off to a friend, or you read it end to end. Now what's happening at the moment is that I've actually got myself a droid I can speak to over and over. It keeps me company on my asteroid up there. Oops, let's check, what do I want to do? Okay. Just looking at where there's parking here. Okay, well, look, I have to leave you there. I've got a bit of shopping to get done. I'll be back with you anon. So continuing this podcast, people who've listened to it know that as I do various things, I was just going to the chemist to get my heart medication, and to the florist too, because it's Valentine's Day, to get a big bunch of roses for my wife. It's you sort of have to do. Okay, now the idea is that I'm now podcasting to myself, so basically in an echoey cave, talking to myself and being able to build stories, images and pictures, and then in the sort of cyborg type of essay writing, where you write something and then you get MS Word to read it back to you over and over and over again, hundreds of times, you are able to actually use that storytelling to overlay things. And obviously in storytelling you add the actual assets that you're going to use in the punchline, and then when you've made one punchline, you now have a reserve of information. So in this case, I've got Gladys the Dancing Duck in the paper that I'm writing. I've got the story about termites, a termite colony, and the colony theme, which I want to go back and draw back. And then the idea that the importance of the concrete importance of what I'm doing, but there's also the abstract. Just looking at the cost of this fuel, because I'm going to have to because it's $1.67. I don't know what that means to you in your country. So that's that's about $1 US a litre. You know, this is not a gallon a litre, so it's you know, hard to do. It's expensive, and I have to go off and drive somewhere here. I'm really down on fuel because I've been watching it. But, however, so I've got Gladys the Dancing Duck, I've got the colony idea, and the idea of these people. I've got the airport idea, that the airport education is an airport where the aircraft never take off. I've also got the whole series of ideas, and it's a bit like Robin Williams' stand-up. It's where he can actually, sort of Robin Williams in extremely slow, methodical aspects of it, where it's like unearthing, there's a sentence, an idea, and it's put in using the wrong words, the wrong sentence structure, and then rather than someone helpfully saying, oh, we can just draw a red line through it, it's actually resurrected and pulled and gradually brought to life. It's sort of, if you can sort of imagine people quarrying for stones and quarrying for Michelangelo. You know, so Michelangelo would go up to the quarry and see a rock. And it's a bit like that. But I don't have the skill of Michelangelo's, the speed. You know, how could he produce, you know, like one sculpture would take... He must have had sidekicks. You know, there's no way that you could possibly... Just the number of kilojoules to actually get a... I don't know if anyone understands what marble's like or stone's like, the amount of just sheer effort. So there's no way that he could have produced it himself going forward. But so here, I'm sort of like the someone who's gone back in time to actually reconstruct prose. So what I'm producing is research papers, which are like none other. And like none other, they've got no place. Oh my God, now I'm sort of beginning to see what here, because last night there was a fatality here. A four-wheel drive crashed into a tree, apparently just outside the fire station, and people are stopping, and this is... Oh, it just makes me sick. This is a crash and a death... near here. Oh, here's the four-wheel drive. No? Alright, you can see the people. People are very glum. She is. It's... So, there was a death around here. And last night, around 11 o'clock, the choppers came out and all the workers are there. Still cleaning it up, but there's not a smile or a cheer in their face. It's pretty sad to see. But that's just a side story. Of course, you're listening to this. There's a bit of the story going to the shops, a bit of the story about fuel, you know, someone dying and all this type of stuff. And there's also the sense that you might hopefully be listening to the dawn of the hermit intellect. That is... how a hermit intellect can actually sort of teleport himself to teleport themselves to the big time. It's sort of like someone uploading a picture of themselves on a makeup ad on TikTok, getting to the big time. You know, it's a bit of a makeup. Thing. Oh, I don't know. But there are these new channels of communication. This is not just a breach of security as far as they're concerned. It's the whole society is breaching this way, with different people working out how to get out there. I'm not alone in being alone, if that makes sense. Okay, thanks a lot for listening, and I'll get this out to you soon. Bye. Another podcast, another story, comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.